WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It is 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A motorcyclist was hit while driving in College Station last night. Police report the motorcyclist, who was wearing a helmet, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the pickup was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way at the intersection of University and Forest, which is just west of the freeway. The intersection was closed for about 45 minutes. 2 years after Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp announced the development of the Rellis campus, he introduces the first major industry partnership. 3M will be testing roadway signs, signals, and lane markings on the former Bryan Air Base runways with self-driving vehicles.
We're going to simulate a whole bunch of rain on the runways out there because the 3M striping, of course, runs automated vehicles on the side of the road. If you didn't have the 3M striping, you would be staying on the road.
Sharp says negotiations continue towards more agreements at Rellis.
And obviously, there's a lot of them. We can't talk about most of them, particularly those that deal with the Department of Defense or NASA or folks like that.
The new agreement with 3M comes a year after they and the system entered a 5-year deal to develop pavement marking products and roadway signs for manned and unmanned vehicles. The Bryan School Board has approved bringing back charter buses for taking students to out-of-town games and competitions. At this week's workshop meeting, Board President Mark McCall talked about protecting bus routes, getting students to and from school.
There is a concern of pulling not only bus drivers out of rotation and buses, but a lot of times teachers come out as well to drive other buses as well during that time. So we want to make sure that we're maximizing teachers in the classroom as well we can.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says on longer trips, students will be able to stay in class longer.
By having an outside group ready to take off at, say, like 4:30, then the kids can stay in class the whole time till they dismissed at 4 and get on the bus and go and still get to their destination at, say, 5:36 for a 7 o'clock game, be set up, be ready to go, and not have been taken out of 6th, 7th period.
The additional cost for charter buses on football trips was estimated at $17,000. One of two recent drunk driving arrests by College Station police involved an officer who was leaving headquarters in response to a robbery in progress.
According to the arrest report, the officer wound up chasing a car on Texas going at least 70 to 80 miles an hour. After the pursuit ended at Brentwood and Cornell, 38-year-old Marcus Munoz of College Station gave two breath samples. Both were more than 4 times the legal limit, with an average of .34. Another recent drunk driving arrest by College Station police involved a driver with 2 prior DWI convictions. The officer responding to a citizen's report from the intersection of Raymond Stotzer and Welburn. According to the arrest report, the officer witnessed the vehicle swerving back and forth over all 3 lanes of University before the vehicle stopped. 52-year-old Andres Carrizales Marin of Bryan's out of jail after posting bond. Bryan police recently arrested a Madisonville man for drunk driving with 3 prior convictions. According to the arrest report, the driver of a minivan refused to stop following a crash. A witness followed the minivan until it stopped, and an officer arrived 4 minutes later. 34-year-old Brandon Moffitt, who's out of jail after posting bond, told the officer a friend had been driving the minivan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
More than 2,000 women who are members of Southern Baptist churches have signed a letter calling for Paige Patterson's ouster as president of the Southwestern Theological Seminary. Video has surfaced of a sermon Patterson gave 4 years ago.
A very attractive young co-ed walked by. And she wasn't more than about 16, but let me just say, she was nice.
And in a recording from 2000, Patterson is heard saying women in abusive marriages should pray and stay with their husbands. The trustees of the seminary are having a special meeting May 22nd to decide Patterson's fate. President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and reinstate sanctions has support from members of the local congressional delegation. Bill Flores says Iran's rogue regime has failed to curb its nuclear ambitions, and a nuclear Iran poses a grave threat to America. Kevin Brady says this naive, dangerous deal threatens Israel and ensures Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, has a path to a nuclear arsenal. John Cornyn says any new agreement must prevent Iran from obtaining and employing weapons of mass destruction and be subject to congressional scrutiny. And Ted Cruz says all options must be on the table to confront Iran and ensure that it never acquires nuclear weapons. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 66 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. One more look at your local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Brazos County Expo. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from six major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 50 spas will be on display and everything must go. Financing is available and admission and parking are free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Brazos County Expo. Visit HotTubBlowout.com. That's HotTubBlowout.com.
Do you need a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency this summer? That's right. EcoZap is giving away free AC systems. Text HVAC to 38470 right now to enter. Don't be stuck with an AC that quits halfway through the summer. Win a free unit from EcoZap AC Efficiency. Text HVAC to 38470. That's HVAC to 38470. Text HVAC to 38470 for your chance to win a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency.
Good morning. It's 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport. To reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Partial sunshine in the forecast for today. It'll be breezy and warm. Temperatures anywhere from 85 to 90 later in the day. Overnight clear, it'll fall back to about 60 to 65. For tomorrow, more sunshine, breezy once again. Highs ranging from 85 to 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, breezy, and 85 to 90 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, it's clear that, Zach, you and I are doing the show with a trendsetter.
Ooh.
Way ahead of her time.
We already knew that, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah. Vampire facials are gaining in popularity. It says here a new medical procedure called the vampire facial gaining popularity after celebrities tried it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian's big on it, right?
Well, she had one done. Okay. She actually came out and said she probably wouldn't get it done again because it's painful.
Doctors say the procedure is not dangerous, okay?
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
I love the way they... Okay, here's their explanation, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
First, they draw blood from a person's arm and, their words, put it in a machine called a centrifuge.
Ooh.
Oh.
I mean,
doesn't sound pleasant.
I hate to think that we have listeners who don't know what a centrifuge is, but maybe they don't, and that's fine. The centrifuge then separates the platelet-poor plasma and the platelet-rich plasma and the buffy coat.
Also known as PRP.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's all separated, Once it's all separated, Chelsea takes over.
Ooh, okay.
How much blood did they draw?
Just like what they would do if you're getting a blood test.
Okay.
Like just a little vial.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No.
And now, wait, so, they do this, they
have somebody who's trained,
a
obviously.
A phlebotomist.
Right, yes. Right, so they had someone come in to the spa who they must have, you know, for these types of appointments. So she was, yeah, and she did a great job. I mean, and I have good veins, but yeah, she was able to draw blood with no problem.
All right.
So,
aren't you just fancy with your good veins?
No, yeah.
Do they have do they have vampire facial day?
No. I mean, I just made an appointment you know, they scheduled me.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
And then they, so yeah, and you can see how when it's separated and what the term they used was spin the blood. So I guess that was the centrifuge thing you were talking about.
Yep.
Yeah. And then microneedling is a process that you can get done, you know, it's another type of facial. And what it does is it actually pokes little teeny tiny holes in your skin.
You hear what she just said,
on
Zach?
Your face.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds painful.
And and then they usually apply something. In this case, they are applying that PRP, that platelet rich plasma.
Right.
So what came out of your arm now back onto your face. And the platelets contain high levels of growth factors, which they simulate cell turnover. So they're supposed to, you know, simulate your younger cells making you more youthful looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long does it stay on your skin?
So you have to leave that stuff on for about 4 to 5 hours.
Huh.
And then you're allowed to kind of lightly wash your face. However, it's still going to be a little red from obviously the micro needling aspect of the whole procedure. But I got mine done on a Saturday morning, and I mean, I was at work on Monday, and no one noticed.
Nobody pointed.
Or thought I was crazy looking.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess you didn't look that rejuvenated then, if nobody noticed, right?
No.
No, I mean, I didn't. No one noticed that I had had something done in the sense of like there wasn't any markings left.
Okay.
There wasn't any.
I'm not gonna lie. If you get your hair done, I pat myself on the back if I notice that.
Right.
So
right.
That's a guy thing.
Very observant.
And it's not something that you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, she must have gotten work done.
Yeah,
you know. It's,
yeah.
Did you feel rejuvenated? Did you feel better?
Well, my skin. My skin definitely. I've noticed a difference with my skin, and you know, with just the tone and the texture and that kind of thing.
Okay. So are you gonna do it again?
Probably. You don't have to get them done like every week. They are expensive. And so, you know, this is something where, because I don't have any children or anyone to take care of, I spend money on myself.
No, that's a really okay thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so, no, it's,
and your dog. Yeah.
And my dog. Yeah. She gets a bark box
so
once a month.
Do they, I feed her and she gets a bark box. Yeah. But
now, and the, going back to the celebrities, Kim Kardashian, that's when everyone kind of became aware of what this thing was. Cause she posted a like after picture back in October after hers. And it is, it's pretty scary looking, like right after you get it done. She said she wouldn't do it again because it was painful, and she is correct. It is painful, but.
All right, so now.
How did you not take a pic, though, is what I'm
wondering. I have pictures. Really, I'm not posting
them.
She's
just not sharing. Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
So now, the idea is, how often do they recommend, or I guess is it based on your age as to how often they would recommend?
Right. The place that I went, they recommended it maybe twice a year.
Okay.
So every 6 months.
Now, is this a regular place for you, or did you go specifically for this?
It is a regular place for me.
Okay. All right.
But I do believe they're the only place I've heard of in town that currently does it, but I'm not sure if there's others.
Okay. So. You brought it up to them. They didn't bring it up to you?
No, I went in for just a regular facial type of, what they do is at the beginning, they'll take pictures of your skin and they'll tell you, this is how we can improve your skin, with these different procedures. So they brought it up to me. I had heard of it, but they brought it up to me and said, this is an option. Would you like to go forward with this?
And she said, hell yeah.
I said, yeah.
Okay. Gonna do that.
Sure. Oh, let's try it.
All right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's,
It was interesting. Okay. It was definitely
was it costly?
It is. Yes, it is costly.
I mean, is it pretty costly procedure?
Yes,
yeah, so,
it is.
Okay. That's, yeah. But again, she only has to take care of herself.
Yep.
What a world we live in from technology. This is pretty incredible here. A technological advance, one of the best of all times, maybe, and it comes from 7-Eleven.
Okay.
7-Eleven has teamed up with a manufacturing company on self-chilling cans. You can twist the base of the can, and it uses carbon dioxide to cool it down, even if it's been sitting in the sun, no refrigeration needed. That's pretty amazing. They're testing the cans with cold brew coffee in some stores in the L.A. area. No word on when it could go nationwide or expand other drinks.
Hmm.
Yeah, because, you know. And again, I guess that's safe. That you're wandering around with this thing that has this carbon dioxide in
there. Right,
right. And I don't know, if you inadvertently twist it, does, like, you know, gas come out and all that kind of stuff happen?
Sure.
Don't know.
So
right.
Somebody who I know really loves coffee sent me a picture of, like, caffeinated infused peanut butter.
Oh, interesting.
It was weird. Yeah.
Caffeinated.
And she really loves coffee, so she was like, yeah, I think I'll try this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know.
All
right. It was weird looking. I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's In the meantime, you know, if you need help when it comes to beverages, apparently you can call 911.
Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies say 57-year-old Jennifer Sue Roberts
makes sense.
Called 911 twice in 4 hours to claim a medical emergency, each time telling paramedics she was thirsty and needed a beer. Deputies arrested her, but not for the first time. Records show that she has placed 28 calls to 911 since February, each time falsely claiming she had a medical emergency. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Heck yeah. Bring me a cold one. I'm thirsty. Just saying. All right, the annual poll.
Maybe those cops that had the popo on the side of their car. Maybe
they could do that. Yeah, why not? Annual poll of 1,004 adults conducted by the American Psychiatric Association. Two-thirds of respondents say that they were extremely or somewhat anxious about paying their bills or expenses.
Okay.
In the same study, nearly the same number of people expressed equal anxiety for things like their health and keeping themselves and their family safe. This year, the national anxiety score, they do a 1 to 100, the national score is 51. But that is a 5-point increase from just a year ago. So only 11% of the respondents say that they are not anxious about paying their bills.
Interesting.
Just like
someone texted in about the cans and said those cans will never make it. It'll cause global warming.
That's right. It will. Well, between that, and we've already found out that, as a matter of fact, you've got if you fly overseas for your vacation this year, then that's going to cause global warming. So you can't have any fun. No fun at all.
All I can say is that in my younger sibling days, I would have killed for a self-chilling can of beer.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty interesting idea. And I've heard about how people take, like, a six-pack of beverages and they use a fire extinguisher to cool them down.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Huh. That's what YouTube's for.
Sure.
Oh, so you can see that. Yeah.
But I'll have to look it up.
And again, it'll cool it in about 10 seconds. It doesn't take long.
Wow.
Let me see. All right. So, Zach, when do you have to leave us?
Right before 9,
I'm
right?
I'm going to head out about 8:30. We're taking off at 9. It shouldn't take me that long to pack everything up, so maybe I'll stick around till 8:45.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Don't be late. Yeah. They'll leave you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
they don't care anything about me. I'm just a radio man.
Yeah. So is it you and Evan Roberts on the broadcast today?
Yeah, so Evan's going to hang out with me for a little bit, and then depending on what happens, he's got his sports information director duties to do.
Sure.
So he's liable to leave me, and I'll be there by myself, but that's okay.
Oh, well, we know you can do it all by yourself, right? That'll be just,
I'm just that good.
So how's the weather there?
It's actually pretty cloudy right now. I'm looking out this window. It's got like a cover screen on it, but yeah, it's pretty cloudy. It's supposed to be hot.
Okay.
Today. It's supposed to be like 86.
No.
Same kind of thing. Hey, what's up?
Little Spanish lesson here, gang.
All right, here we go.
In Espanol, two L's is pronounced as a Y.
Yeah.
We pronounce Llano as Llano. That's why Reyes would be Reyes instead of Rayless.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Rellis campus, the Reyes campus.
Well, that's why we say Villa Maria, too. How's that?
Right. It's an acronym.
Yeah, it is. It's an acronym, so it's not Spanish. But anyway, thank you. Funny. We appreciate it.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Good morning, 824 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so now there's this. A woman in Scotland claims that she was duped by a fake psychic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Madame Cleo got a lot of us, okay?
Yeah, okay. And she's demanding a refund of $14, just saying.
Oh, come on.
After paying the money
What's right is right.
That's right. After paying the money for a reading over Facebook.
Oh, this just keeps getting better and better.
It does, doesn't it? Nima Gagarin received a psychic reading that she loves teeth whitening, tanning, and milkshakes. She also...
Oh, she got it mixed up with mine. Yeah. Dang it.
That's what it sounds like.
And the vampire facials, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, she was also told that she would become pregnant, despite doctors saying that she wouldn't be able to conceive. So now she's doing that. Chamber of Commerce in Georgia's Douglas County holds an annual charity cornhole tournament to raise money for a local scholarship fund. Did you?
Yes. Right. It's made CBS Sports.
Are you kidding?
Are you talking about the fight at the cornhole tournament?
Yes.
Yeah.
This year, how could I not know this? Anyway, this year, the tournament also served as a place, as they say, for husky men in cargo pants to throw punches at each other.
Yeah.
Well, apparently started.
My kind of place.
Well, what's the story? I mean, what caused the...
Oh, I don't even know. It just said, you know...
I think there was a discrepancy on scoring.
Oh, well.
I believe they thought somebody was cheating.
The best part of the video, apparently, is when the woman with the microphone calls the guys idiots, and it's stupid and ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Now, I want to say it was Fox Sports Southwest, who maybe last year had a cornhole world championship.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw it the other day. It was on.
Really?
Yeah.
Same one?
That's
or
huge.
They?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good point. You know what else was on TV? On ESPN2 was Spikeball. Have y'all seen this?
I don't
this?
Know. What is Spikeball?
So it looks like this little trampoline. So there's teams of two.
Oh.
And this little trampoline in the middle. Okay. And you have this ball. And the rules are kind of like volleyball in the sense of somebody serves it. And they have to bounce it off the trampoline, the ball, which is probably about the size of a softball, maybe.
All right.
And you get three contacts between you and your teammate, and you have to spike it back onto the trampoline for the other team to play. You'll have to YouTube it. But they had like the world championships on ESPN2 yesterday or this weekend when I was watching.
Well, seen that.
I remember Slam Ball back in the day. That was like three trampolines, and I think it was like 3-on-3, and they used to have that on Spike, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Three guys would play, and you could bounce.
Right. Yeah. No, this is definitely called Spike Ball.
Wow.
And so, look it up. But it's pretty nifty. And it looks like a fun game. And it's cool because you could play it in your backyard.
Sure.
You know? And so, and I mean, I actually know friends who have a set. And it's not that expensive to get a set. It's like $60 for the trampoline and the ball and,
you've got to learn physics to do this, okay?
Right.
I mean, there's some math involved
and,
in
like,
this.
And they dive for balls and they slam each other. And I hope the ball doesn't hurt that bad. It's got to bounce.
So was there a crowd?
They didn't do a whole lot of crowd shots.
Okay.
It was mainly just in on the playing
field. Was it a casino?
It is played outdoors.
Okay.
I do not know the actual location of where the championships were held this year.
Spike ball. All right.
Yep.
On the deuce. Very good. All right. It's 8:28.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, May the 9th in 1865, near Abbeville, Georgia, Jefferson Davis, former Texas Governor Francis R. Lubbock, and Confederate Postmaster and temporary treasurer John H. Reagan were captured by Union forces. Davis had been forced to flee Richmond with his cabinet on April the 2nd, and the Confederate government had eluded Union patrols in both North and South Carolina. After his capture, Texan John Reagan was imprisoned until December. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Google says a new version of its Android mobile operating system will tell you how much time you spent on various apps, joining other tech giants addressing criticism that their products are too addictive. The time tracker is on a new Android dashboard screen that also will allow you to set time limits on apps and automatically turn the phone screen gray at the time you want to go to bed. The feature is part of a broader initiative to help users with their digital well-being. UFC and Disney have reached a deal for Disney's new subscription streaming service to carry live UFC fight coverage. The deal calls for 15 UFC events to stream on ESPN Plus starting in January. If you attend a college graduation this spring, it's a better than even chance the commencement speaker will be a woman. For the first time in at least two decades, a majority of the nation's top colleges will feature women as featured speakers. For example, Vanderbilt has landed Amal Clooney. MIT will host Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you think you're getting more robocalls lately, you're right. Last month alone, Americans received 3,400,000,000 unwanted automated phone calls. Kim Command with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. Landline or wireless, over the last year, robocalls are up by 900 million each and every month. A federal court struck down the legal definition of auto dialers, and the floodgates opened. The do not call list, it's worthless. So it's up to the FCC to come up with new laws. Until they get their arms around this, here's what we're stuck with. Robocalls are routed through multiple carriers and networks. It's impossible to track down where they're coming from or who's behind them. Not only that, they're getting hard to ignore. The latest scam is called neighborhood spoofing. Robocallers use local numbers with your three-digit prefix to make it look like it could be someone you know. The best advice for now, if you don't recognize the number, don't answer. Let it ring. If it's important, they'll leave a message. I'm Kim Commando.
If you have a favorite car or truck that you've driven for years, one you just want to keep going, let me introduce you to a new product called Tribotex. We've all heard claims of miracle auto products that boost mileage, make your engine run better, and last longer. For lots of reasons, they never live up to the hype. But now, there's Tribotex, a breakthrough reverse wear product made with something called anisotropic nanoparticles. Tribotex nanoparticles bond to your engine surfaces. They increase compression, engine noise is reduced, horsepower increases, and fuel economy rises in engines with more than 130,000 miles. Tribotex nanoparticles literally repair engine wear in as little as 15 minutes after application. It was developed by U.S. academia and supported by our federal government. You don't need a mechanic because it's easier than adding a quart of oil. Tribotex works in most types of engines. Tribotex.com. TRIBOTEX.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Charter buses are returning to the Bryan School District for transporting students to out-of-town games and competition. A new contract was approved at this week's Bryan School Board workshop meeting. Board President Mark McCall brought up the combination of waiting for district buses to finish taking students home from school and taking longer trips due to new UIL districts.
If you do have a Friday night football game and we want to present Bryan ISD the best light that we can, and a lot of times the band coming in midway through the second quarter doesn't give the best overall image to those people there, but furthermore doesn't allow the students enough time and band to set up and really get ready to do their performance. And so it's kind of a disadvantage them having to wait until the bus lines are done, especially with these longer runs.
Board members were told there will be an additional cost of $17,000 for football trips. A College Station woman was released from the Brazos County Jail yesterday after posting bond from her arrest last Saturday on a charge of helping stage an armed robbery that took place in February.
17-year-old Kirsten Geddes accused of reaching out to the victim on Snapchat and agreeing to meet at the College Station Motel 6. Victim said two black men with their faces covered came into the motel room with handguns equipped with laser sights and pistol lights. In addition to losing unidentified property, the victim says one of the men struck him on the head multiple times. No other arrests have been reported. College Station police estimate 25 hours of time was taken to investigate a stalking report that didn't happen. That led to the arrest of 19-year-old Jennifer Youngblood of College Station for filing a false report last January. According to the arrest report, Youngblood apologized, adding she did it so she didn't have to explain to her friends about personal events in her life. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The first major industry partnership at the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus will be with a longtime partner.
The best way to describe this is we're building one hell of a sandbox, and we're inviting all the kids in the neighborhood to bring their fanciest toys to come play in our sandbox. And the first in the sandbox is going to be 3M, and we're really excited to have them here.
Chancellor John Sharp announced 3M Company will be using what were runways at the former Bryan Air Base to operate self-driving vehicles under wet pavement conditions to test roadway signs, signals, and lane markings. The simulated rain range will involve, which involves the Texas A&M Transportation Institute and the flagship campus, comes a year after 3M and the system entered a five-year agreement to develop roadway signage and pavement marking products for manned and unmanned vehicles. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 66 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Good morning, it's 836, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Warm weather looks to hang around a while. We'll have a partly sunny day overall. Temperatures, it'll be up to about 85 to 90 this afternoon. It also looks like it's going to be breezy. Clear tonight, mild 60 to 65. Sunshine, breezy, and warm for tomorrow, too. Highs 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. It'll be partly sunny Friday and breezy. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. For the second time this morning, let's head to Washington, D.C. this morning, and it's time to speak with Mayor Mooney from College Station. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, Scott.
You know, we talked to the congressman a little while ago for his perspective on y'all's visit up there. From your perspective, what's it like to logistically go through what you did yesterday?
Well, what's the best part of all of this is we're really taking our local issues home. Right to the faces and the staff of those folks who represent us in Congress. And many of them will tell you that as much as they travel back and forth, and of course, we're also touching base with some folks who don't really know Bryan and College Station. And so we'll be able to talk to them and let them know about not just what the full bill actually says, but also what some of the bills and programs can do for our community and need to continue to do in some cases.
Well, and if there's a little specificity to be talked about here, I mean, more and more, the federal government is not helping cities out in ways that they did before. Are there some places where it's better than it used to be or in some areas where it's not as good as it used to be when it comes to funding?
Well, that's just it. I mean, there's always the danger that it could be not as good as it should be. And, you know, some of the things that we were concerned about, and just to give you an example, last year, one of the things we really pushed hard was maintaining the exemption on municipal bonds. And fortunately, it appears that that effort was successful. And if we can't have municipal bonds, particularly with changes happening in the property taxes and other issues that are coming up that help us fund capital improvement projects, we've got to stay on top of that.
You do indeed. And, you know, part of that, when we're talking about development, that does slide right into the latest announcement. Lance Sims will be leaving the city to go into a teaching job. There's some pretty key parts that need to be filled up right now. So when you get back, you've got a full-time job just trying to make sure that all the bases are covered, I would think, from an administrative standpoint.
Well, it is. I mean, we've got a lot of balls in the air, so to speak. But we're moving forward. We're going to start using a search firm, again, to help us with finding appropriate candidates for Lance's position that he'll be vacating. And as you know, we're already moving forward with a search firm for the city manager position. And that city manager will eventually identify another deputy city manager. So there's a lot of things that have to happen. And, while we don't have any of those folks here on this particular trip, we're all well-versed, and the Chamber's done a great job of putting together a package of issues that we've all taken the time to get together as teams so that we can get out there and spread the message as much as we possibly can.
Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, joining us from Washington, D.C. Let's talk about some action council took in your last meeting. That was back on April the 26th. First, your thoughts, and you voted in favor of the development along Harvey Road, and it's interesting because this is an area where the road is a pretty tight road already, and now you're going to add more development there. I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on why you thought this was a good thing to do when we've already got some traffic problems out there.
Right. Well, TxDOT came in and at the developer's request, took a look at Harvey Road and determined that there is enough space out there that they can actually put in a third lane. And so as they resurfaced the road, they thought, well, we're going to be out there to resurface it. Let's add that third lane in there, and so we can also restripe the road so that there'll be enough room to turn so you won't be blocking out vehicular traffic as it tries to get to 30 or coming into College Station. That's also an area that we know is ripe for development. As you well know, the city of Bryan is working hard on extending University Drive, and there's going to be a number of residential properties out there. And along Harvey Road, that area is going to see a lot of commercial growth in the not-too-distant future. So being able to plan ahead and have the kind of housing that will be affordable housing for the folks that want to move into the College Station area seemed like a good move for us at the time.
Also like to get your thoughts on the city has decided, at least from an electrical meter standpoint, to move forward with smart meters, if you will. Not going to do so with water right now, but let's talk about that that move to smart meters in College Station.
Right. They're referred to as AMI meters, and they use a radio frequency so that you really don't have to go right up to the meter to be able to read it. But you'll be able to get more accurate assessment of how much water a citizen is using, a resident is using, and we'll be able to figure out what we need to do for future development. As you know, we also passed the resolution to go ahead and build another water tower over by Baylor Scott & White. That will help us with the water issues that we will have as that whole area along Lakeway, which is also under construction, and Bird Pond, which will come across Rock Prairie, intersect with Lakeway, and come out to the feeder road eventually. So it'll be able to address those needs as well. So the water meter is just one piece of this whole development project.
Got it. So what do you do today on your trip in D.C.?
Well, today, you know, we've got a lot of different things that we're looking at. We've got economic development, of course, which is very important to College Station. Fiscal responsibility, health care issues all come up. Transportation, of course, regulatory and tax burden on businesses, including our local businesses. Higher education, looking at ways that the federal government can support that. So we are physically walking to office to office to office. And we've got all of our teams broken up, and so we're not going to have any overlapping. We'll actually go and, in some cases, be able to sit and talk with the congressmen and senators face-to-face, or at least their staff. And so that's an important time for us. It's going to be a long day, a lot of walking, and we'll all be worn out by the end, but it's an effort that I think is needed for our community.
Can't you take segues?
Well, it might be fun to be able to do that, but I think we're actually going to have to, on occasion, when we go from the House to the Senate, you know, we'll be there and take those little subways that they have.
Okay,
there.
All right.
By the way, the Senator's subway is a lot nicer than the House of Representatives.
Isn't that
might
something?
Talk to Bill about that.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do about that. All right, well, y'all have a safe trip, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you get back to town.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
All right. Talk to you. That's Mayor Mooney. He's in Washington, D.C.
The community interview heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
There it goes, about 8:45. So, Zach, you're about to head out, huh? Nope, Zach already headed out.
Bye, Zach.
Yeah, see you later. Okay, that's fine. Anyway, he's got a baseball game to do. Softball,
it's softball.
Game to do. Sorry, softball game. Softball. Okay.
But yeah, they played 11 a.m. this morning. Oh. So, yep.
All right, that'll be a, what station is that on?
Willie, 1550 a.m., which you can also listen to on RadioAguiland.com if you are not around a AM radio.
Okay, it's about to be to the point where you can be stupid and still use Google.
Okay.
Because... You haven't done your other paper route yet, have
you? Oh, no, and I'm good. I can stick around.
Okay.
Yep.
Google announced a new feature. It's called Smart Compose, which will suggest complete sentences within the body of an email as you're writing.
Wow.
It will operate in the background.
Okay.
And if you see a phrase pop up that you like, you hit the tab to select it, and the text will basically auto-populate.
Hmm.
Smart Compose also recognizes context. For example, if it's Friday, it might suggest closing out your message with, have a great weekend.
Oh.
So you could be nice to people without even wanting to.
Without even wanting to.
Oh.
Man, we are all going to sound like robots eventually.
That is exactly right.
Because we're all, I mean, it's, yeah, it's going to populate the same stuff for everyone.
The number of things that Google unveiled yesterday is pretty scary.
Yeah.
They added 6 new voices to Google Assistant in both men's and women's tones.
Okay.
Google also had celebrity John Legend record his voice for the assistant. So John will occasionally chime in with answers to your queries.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
His voice will be arriving later this year, just not quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Google added a new feature called Continued Conversation. This allows your Google Home to keep listening for follow-up questions. This means that you don't have to say, hey, Google, or okay, Google,
every
before.
Time. Okay. Right. Wow.
Now.
It's always listening.
Thank you.
That's
where I was going. They're trying to make you look at this as a convenience. Instead, it is listening to you all the time.
So I have been running into the issue of, I have a clock radio.
Right.
And on the station that I typically have it turned to, they run a commercial that says, you know, listen to us at home with your Dot or your Echo or your whatever.
Right.
Hey, Alexa, listen to da 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 da. Well, my Alexa, which is sitting right next to my clock radio, then says tuning in, and now I've got two things going on at once, which are the exact same radio station, and it's pretty obnoxious.
Well, and we did this by accident.
We have done that
last year, right?
By saying "Hey Alexa," and then whoever's Alexa was in their bathroom or bedroom
nearby,
was listening. So sorry about that.
You can ask a Google Assistant for multiple things at once. This means that you can ask for something like the weather in New York and San Francisco, and the assistant will process both requests. Amazon added a similar feature in Alexa in early March. Google Assistant will now listen for good manners.
What?
Yep. The mode is called Pretty Please.
Okay.
Will provide positive reinforcement when it hears the word please.
I wonder if it's to train your children.
That would not be a bad thing, but if you do, then it will say, thanks for asking so nicely.
Oh, my.
I know.
They're brainwashing us.
And you think this is good. See, they're trying to make you think this is good.
We just said
it'll write your emails for you. Now, if you do this, you can create customized routines for your Google Assistant now. Google added preset routines earlier in the year. Now we can customize your own routine. When you say something like, hey, Google, is dinner ready? The assistant can turn off the TV and dim the lights.
Oh.
Eventually, it will know your routine. And you know what it'll do then? Is it'll bug the hell out of you to stay on your routine.
True.
What if you don't want to do that?
Right.
What if you want to eat dinner 30 minutes earlier or later?
Yeah, I definitely don't eat dinner at the exact same time every day.
Just saying.
Yeah, this is making us into robots.
Mr. Downs just in here. I don't know if you remember the old AT&T commercials with Tom Selleck talking about, have you ever done such and such, such and such? You will.
Yeah.
That's where we are. Now, Ben, see, you have mellifluous tones. You've read books on other radio stations, in fact, haven't you?
Thank you for remembering.
Ooh, yeah. We should use your voice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's right.
Can I have you record my voicemail message?
I'm sorry. You should be eating dinner by now, don't you think?
Exactly.
Oh, that's... Chelsea, look at the time. It's time for bed.
That's it.
It's time. Hey, Chelsea, it's about time to take old Dakota out for a walk.
First of all, get her name right.
It's Coda.
It's Coda.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Coda. That's it.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Is it Dakota short? Is Coda short for Dakota?
It is not in this case. It is not. It is K-O-D-A. She was actually named after a Disney movie character.
Oh, I see. Okay. So. Did you get the little note I sent you from Wikipedia that it's pronounced Lano?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I did.
I just,
We've had a lot of corrective text messages, I just choose to ignore most of them.
I'm just taking, I'm trying to take everybody's side here on the radio station. Because the other one is Villa Maria, because that's Italian.
Yeah.
It's not Spanish.
I know.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. It's Villa bigger than
but
life.
But you definitely know people are not from around here when they say, that street over there, Villa Maria.
Yeah.
No. The best way you can tell is when you're listening to a commercial and they say, Brazos County.
Got one of those going right now, which is good. Yeah. Okay, today is Receptionist Day.
Good to know.
To honor the men and women who are on the front lines. Okay, so just...
I got to thinking the other day, I think there were, in all the years I've been here, we've had two male receptionists.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Well, they didn't last
Sexist.
Long.
Oh,
they
got
didn't
it.
Last long at all.
Okay.
But we have Emily's up there right now.
We have some really good ones right now.
Yeah, we do. Yep. We have a good batch.
Emily's calm.
A good batch.
Yep.
She's very calm. I told her she had a great radio voice after Scott called her the other day, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was so soothing and nice. Yep. And she got pretty flustered and was embarrassed that I told her that. But
her voice being soft and kind sort of fits in. She's a quiet person. And I feel sorry for her some days up here.
Well, it helps, though, if we have irate listeners.
Oh, don't feel sorry. She's probably, real tough inside. Just puts off that soft demeanor.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. You were talking about Alexa a minute ago.
I was.
We are on the cusp of having our Alexa stuff all put together.
Are we?
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
Well, what we'll do is we'll mess with your mind because we are going to do it in promos. We're going to say, Alexa, activate WTAW skills. It won't work right now. But we're going to do that. And then from that point on, if you say, Alexa, listen to the Infomaniacs, it'll play a podcast of your show.
Oh, fun. And that's if you fun. Do you know what that means right there? Do you know what that means right there? That's the thing on the screen.
Ooh, no, that looks like an error to me.
Yeah, it does. Well, because I was going to play what Alexa is doing now. They played it over on Candy, and I can't access it now. Hmm. It can make appointments for you now.
Oh, like
so could Siri.
Well, like it can set things in your own calendar, but yeah. Can you say like call my dentist
yes.
and make an appointment?
Yes, and that's what they did. Is they called they called a hair salon and made the appointment, and that person did not know that they were talking to a computer.
Well, that wow. just that probably means they're still logged in next door, I would guess.
I thought I had my own.
Oh, well, maybe you don't have your
I
own.
I thought I had my own.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, we'll okay. get you your very own login
well,
soon.
We're paying for it, so we ought to. Yeah.
And the other thing that we've got, of course, mm-hmm. you know, right now you could say, Alexa, listen to WTAW, but now it'll, you know, we have a lot of... It won't have to go through TuneIn anymore.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we'll be doing
cool.
it ourselves. Yeah. So anyway, we've actually signed the contracts and everything, but we're going to have several invoking words. We can say, "Listen to WTAW News," and it'll play back the newscasts, and ooh. It'll you know we're gonna have all kinds of things.
Hey, so Mr. Downs, not mm-hmm. to totally change subjects from
but
this thrilling
anyway.
Conversation, yeah. I get to go to the new movie theater tonight. That is not open to the general public over at Century Square and watch a movie.
Hmm. He wasn't.
Is that so?
He wasn't invited.
I know. That's what I'm telling him, that I get to go.
But her connection does not have anything really to do with the radio station.
No.
So it's...
It is. So they started screening...
He's not happy.
They started screening movies last night for certain VIP ticket holders. And one of those ticket holders... asked if I would like to go tonight to see I Feel Pretty. Hmm. And so we are going tonight. And then it opens to the general public on Friday.
I wouldn't spend a dollar on popcorn for I Feel Pretty, but I would to...
Just like to see the movie theater.
Yeah. I would sit through
so
it
now what time is the show?
6:45
Oh,
is what time I'm going.
All right, so it won't mess up your bedtime too
no,
much.
No, not too bad.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
I go to... What?
Listen to him.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And.
I'm over it.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for four nights of free entertainment at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station Starlight Music Series. The next concert is Saturday, May 19th, featuring Infinite Journey. With Cherry Bomb. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 19th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life. The milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a couple of minutes till. I was talking to somebody yesterday about Star Wars, and it made me think of how I know you're looking forward to go see that, Chelsea. Right.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. Sure. I am. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Already have my tickets.
Yep. Of course you do.
But I'm not invited to the movie theater.
No, you're not. He's going to have a problem with that. Ooh.
No. I'm a grown up. I get. Okay. I can get.
I'm a grown up.
More or less.
If you want to come back tomorrow, Ben, mm-hmm. you might really get a kick out of this.
What, listening to Chelsea crow about what a fabulous time she had
no.
at the movie
yeah,
theater
that's what
opening?
That's what I was thinking.
No,
I wasn't invited to.
The question is, so who's getting married?
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yeah. What is Prince Harry's last name?
Windsor.
Hush.
Oh, I would see. You know, it's weird. I was thinking about that the other day. See, I had no idea.
When they sign stuff, they just said because they are of something. They're always of something. Right.
They're never referred to.
No,
their
they're
first
not.
And last name. Never.
Right. Anyway, so their name is Windsor.
And then Kate Middleton. That's all you hear.
I know.
You never hear what her name is now.
Right.
Well, or what Megan's name will be.
It's a little different, though. They're not really, you know, they've changed their name several times.
Yes,
they're
like
Madonna.
Yeah,
they just have one first, just one name.
No, it's really kind of more important than Madonna, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
They have family names. They have regal names.
Is it actually just Mountbatten Windsor, right?
Yeah. It was.
I want more than one name.
Okay. It started out as Sex Begoot or something like that. Yeah, no, it's.
I would have changed it to Windsor too.
Yeah,
reason they changed it was because it was World War I and it sounded too German.
Yeah,
and since the royal family spoke German at the time,
not a good thing, you know.
I don't want to get caught in that.
Well, then they went over there and visited. You know, if you went to the Crown, if you've seen the Crown, they went over there.
Oh my!
That's how I learned my history.
Yeah, by watching the Crown.
Exactly.
I should start.
Why not?
Brian Broadcasting Station, WTAW College Station, Brian.